Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
Weird to start this off. I've gotten used to that's mini confession number one. I've gotten very used to John starting this thing off. But let's go ahead and do this as we get our lunchtime confessions going. All right. I am mildly annoyed, maybe unreasonably annoyed with my many of my iPhone using friends.
Because I feel attacked.
Well, yeah, you probably should. I'm probably mildly annoyed with you as well. Because I have felt attacked. This is me retaliating. I have felt attacked for so long for having an Android that I utilize. Because, you know, you end up in the group chats and like, oh, who messed up the group chat, right? Now we can't send videos and stuff because of this. Well, with the new iPhone update with iOS 18, they have added RCS texting, right? Which is a technology that they could have been added, if we're going to be honest, to help smooth over, right? Like the communication between those. And yet many of my friends have not taken the opportunity after years of being like, oh, why don't you just get an iPhone? You messing up the text. Now the solution. Now y'all don't want to add this. Y'all don't want to turn it on. All you got to do is go in there and turn it on so we can actually get this group chat popping. But no, nobody wants to do that. I'm like, okay, so you weren't really worried about the chat, were you? Now you were just being a jerk.
Huh? That's kind of weird they ain't turning that on. Because yeah, like, I got mine on.
Yeah, turn it on. That's all.
I did the beta update a couple months before. And I think it's great, man. To me, I like the easy access. I don't want the difficulty of trying to send an Android a text message or a picture or something like that. I like to see the green bubble say deliver in red and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was actually my first thought. I texted you yesterday. I was like,
I heard it. Well, Android, see, that means you don't got it turned on.
No,
then, dude.
I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to turn it on.
I'll do it. Yeah, so go ahead and make it. Honestly, it's in part a PSA. Go ahead and get that turned on in there so that you can ease some of your feet. Yeah, somebody said, what's the new feature for messaging? It's RCS texting. So go in there, RCS messaging. You can Google that if you need to figure out exactly how to get it turned on. Get it turned on and make your life easier so that the Android users in your life aren't as much of annoyance to you and you aren't as much of an annoyance to them.
I want
to
ask you, I never asked you this, but what's your reason for being an Android guy?
I feel like
I mean we ain't got to go to the whole debate with the iPhone versus Android,
and I'm not as hard line on that type of stuff. I'm like, look man, if you want to do that, I think that Apple does a good job of getting people into the entire ecosystem, right? So once you get an iPhone, it probably is beneficial for you to get an AirBook and or a MacBook or something, right? Mm-hmm. And then have all of the things that get you an iPad and all those things. I started out with Android and I was like, I don't feel like doing the whole suite of things. So I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm good on that. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I don't need to do that. And yes, right on cue, 713, get an iPhone. I do not want to. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to be the Android guy that's like, yeah, but look at all the different things that you have added that we've been had for a long time. Right? I'm not going to do that. Right. But I'm cool where I'm at. We can all live in harmony with this. Just turn the dang
yeah,
thing on.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel. Like, I got an iPhone, obviously, and I'm perfectly fine where I'm at. I like the FaceTime. So that's one of the reasons why I got it, so I can FaceTime. And I got my mom an iPhone, so I can FaceTime her. And so I think it's just convenient right now. So I'm not the person that's like, oh, iPhone is so much better. And Android.
In some ways, there are some things that it is better in, but there's some things that it's not.
Yeah, Android's got better cameras. I think they got better cameras. They always ahead of time with the features. And that iPhone kind of piggyback and make the features a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I ain't going to get in the back and forth and all that stuff. But Lopez is definitely a guy that said, oh, Android is better. I would never. I'm just like, all right, man.
Taking shots while he's not here.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what you're supposed to do, I think. That's what I heard.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got so many to choose from, unfortunately. It's been a bit of a shameful week for me. The first thing I'll acknowledge on these airwaves, don't like reality TV. I love the Golden Bachelor, Golden Bachelorette, and Golden Bachelorette just started up this week.
Really? Huh.
And wait. You know I watched that first episode.
Wait, okay, so were you in the Bachelor universe
no,
before? Oh,
never
you jumped in
it.
Just because it was the old folks.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it about the old folks, with all due respect? I don't say that to be mocking or menacing, right? With all due respect, what is it about the golden versions that get you, that are interesting to you?
I don't know. It's just more, you know, I haven't watched The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but it just seems to be more dramatic and all that sort of stuff, and like influencers and everything. This seems more genuine. And they always talk about hope. I just hope to find somebody again. Everyone's so hopeful. It's just more like family friendly. It's nice. There's none of that like body stuff. They're not in the bedroom. They can't be in the hot tub too long, otherwise you're gonna have to get the medics. So, you know, it's not very, you know, it's not like a raunchy show. It's a nice love show, and it's nice to see these old people, you know, trying to find love again. I don't know. It sucked me in last year. All the commercials during the football games. I said, I got to check
this
out.
You're the person that those are for. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
they hooked me.
I ain't going to lie. I seen that same commercial during the football game. I'm like, bleh. I'm like, what in the hell is this? I'm like, oh, no, nah, I ain't seeing no. No, nah, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see grandma and grandpa try to find love. I'm good on that.
Nice. I would throw my girlfriend under the bus, but admittedly, I'd watch it by myself.
Ah, okay.
I like it. It's a good show.
I will ask you, though. One of the things that it seems like is the tough part about it, though, is on the backside, when people are being released, right, when people are being let go, it sounds like it's sadder. Because it's like there are people that are like, this is my last hope.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. It feels like seeing a dog go off upstate, right? Go off to a farm upstate at times. Like, oh man, this is not fun.
Yeah, because it's not very cutthroat. And that's the other thing. Like, all the contestants, they're too friendly with one another. I do want some drama, but yeah, it
sounds
is
like
lot.
You were just. This sounds like gateway drug to regular Bachelor.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
He's like, I need this to be more cutthroat. Well, have you seen The Bachelor?
Yeah. I was actually up till 3 a.m. last night watching Love is Blind Brazilian version. So
oh,
I'm
yeah, you're
all
in. You're in.
On
okay.
reality shows.
Yeah, you're
now.
In.
Yep.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Man, so I woke up to a text message from my hairstylist. Shout out to my hairstylist Reese, who she retwists my hair and dyed. So shout out to her. But I woke up from a text message from her. She said, "Good morning, come get a retwist style sometime this weekend on me." So I said, "On me? I'm like, okay. I'm like, it ain't my birthday. My birthday coming up next month, but." Dang, for free. Okay. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, you must have seen some of my videos or something.
Oh, like, you think she was like, yo, it's getting a little rough.
Yeah.
So, you out here making me look bad?
I'm like, I must be looking bad out here if you you know, on me. So she texts back and said, I seen one of your recent videos, and I said, now why the hell is this pineapple leaning? So I had the pineapples out and it was kind of leaning a little bit. So I'm like, damn, I feel ashamed. So I think I'm out here embarrassing her.
That's one of those backhanded compliment type of deals.
Yeah, because
you think it's nice, like, hey, come in for a free, and then it's putting you down. Like, you look ridiculous.
Yeah, so she like, yeah, you out here looking bad, so I gotta hook you up, man. So I think I'm at the age now, especially with me, you know, being married. Like, I get to it when I get to it type thing. Like, I'll be out here looking a hot mess, wearing free T-shirts and all that stuff.
You don't got errands to go run that you're like,
Yeah. Now
be fresh for?
Back in the day, I would get a haircut every single week.
Oof.
Get my hair did every single week or every other week. I got to be out here like I'm trying to impress somebody. Now, I'm just like, eh. I only got one person impressed, and she cool. So I'd have got to that point in my life, man.
Hey, with those prices, you picked a good time to get married. That was financially sound.
There you go. Especially with the old boy out here charging $150 for a cut and trying to raise the price every 2 months.
Yeah. He said, we going to get the $200 in 2025.
Crazy.
Watch this. My
I just seen my guy Ron walk by. I think he's headed out to the Rhonda Sports Bar where these guys will be broadcasting here shortly, right? 920 North Shepherd in the Heights. So you make sure to go out and see them. But yeah, man, a confession is I think I've been lying kind of unintentionally, but kind of intentionally to our boys when they head out there. I'm like, man, I'm about to pull up. I've not been ready to pull. Look at the look that Ron giving me right now.
Oh, man.
I got it. My confession is I kind of was lying to myself and the people. But I will pull up soon. I really will. I need to make it out there.
Now, why would he believe you now?
No, I mean, it's close, first of all. Hey, the heist is just right there from where our broadcast location. So yeah, I feel like is there an apology aspect of the confessions? Because I do need to apologize to my man. But I wasn't lying about the hair looking good. You should consider keeping that, brother. I think you should.
As it looked fresh, you got a haircut.
It looked good. It does look good. So shout out to my guy Ron and my guy Clint. I will. You know what? We're gonna put this on. I'm gonna make amends. I will be out at Aranda Sports Bar after the show.
I'm actually going too.
Let's go.
I'm going too.
We'll be out there. I'll beat her. But Ron looking at me like I'm crazy. All right, that's it. I'm good.
I guess I'll be a wet blanket again in the baseball world.
No, do it.
Uh-oh.
It was fun the first time.
The Yankees clinched a playoff spot and then celebrated in the clubhouse. And then when they win the division, they're going to celebrate again. And then when they make it to the playoffs and the New York Yankees win a wild card round, they're going to celebrate. And then if they win the divisional round, they're going to celebrate. Point being, I hate these clubhouse I'm all for celebrating small victories in life. But
are you then? You can't. No,
talking
man.
Out of both sides
of my
mouth.
Both work.
So the Houston Astros, there's a chance they might clinch by the end of this weekend. Don't go crazy celebrating because, you bested the Mariners, who have been on vacation since August 1st to get into the playoffs. Celebrate when you win a World Series. The Astros are towards that level now, like the Yankees historically of winning, where don't just sell. If you're the Yankees, don't celebrate just simply getting in the playoffs. That should be a given. If you're the Astros, celebrate when you win the World Series or win the AL pennant, not when you outlast the miserable Mariners. I'm tired of all the locker room celebrations, and I've been part of some in my career, and
that.
They're fun.
Hey.
Yeah, humble brag. I'm tired of these celebrations for everything in baseball. Once you win the World Series, then you celebrate.
That's a good sports take. I like that sports take. I disagree, though. Like, I'm here for the
that's
hey,
fair.
Man. Let's have fun. Now, the tough thing about it is you got to find a way to balance it because, like, those are the things that can take you off, take your eye off the prizes sometimes, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, you get content. I like the idea of celebrate for the day, turn the page,
right.
Let's go back to work. And yes, I've tried very much to lean into the celebrate all the small victories because, buddy, life will give you mm-hmm. losses.
Oh,
life
yeah.
will absolutely give you losses. Watch this.
Hey, I'm a piggyback off of what Luke said. Not with this one, but I got to be a wet blanket when it comes to this baseball thing, too. Man, I was so irritated when Ohtani hit that last home run in the ninth inning, up 14-3 against a position player that was just out there. They clearly threw the white flag, man. Why? First of all, like, I understand, like, if you hit a home run, cool. I'm not mad at that part, but why is Ohtani still in the game, man? The game was over. My man's was 5-for-5. With 2 home runs.
He's a DH.
Why is he still in the game?
He's a DH.
Like, hey, you had a good night. You beat the records. I would understand if he was at number 49 and they trying to get that record that night. You broke all the records, every record you could break that night.
Yeah.
And you still in the game? And
he's a DH. He's not playing the field. It's not like we're trying to avoid him getting hurt. He's just taking another hack. Also,
they threw the white flag, man.
He's supposed to lay down a bunt?
No, that game, he shouldn't even been in the game. They should have gave him the night off. You did the curtain call. He already did the curtain call. And now
and then he came out and gave the encore. That's just good performance, baby.
Goodness
that's
gracious,
all I had.
No, look, and I'm not even that type of guy that's saying that's Bush League and all that stuff. But, dog, why is he still in the game? And I was irritated seeing that, man.
Okay.
At least someone's sticking up for the Marlins.
Yeah.
They clearly threw the white flag.
They did.
And my man is still in the game, 5-for-5 in the ninth inning, up 14-3.
Why not 6-for-6?
At least he went, it was like Jose Reyes when he got the one hit he needed on like the final game of the season to win the batting title. And then he was like, all right, take me out. I'm done. At least Ohtani, he was like 5-for-5, 2 homers. He could have said, I don't want to ruin this
Love
perfect
game.
Night.
He said, I got a right fielder in here pitching. I'm going to hit a home run
true.
Off
yeah.
of
him. He said, food. That pitcher is food. All right.
Yeah.
Some lunchtime confessions. You guys came with the heat, man. I gotta get better. But I look, somebody's already like, you should bail on them again. No, I will be it. I'll be out there. It's a football Friday. And so those guys, Clint and Ron, are going to be out at Aranda Sports Bar, 920 North Shepherd in the Heights. I will be there. I will go after this.
Check
show.
Out Ron's haircut, too. It looked fly.
It looked good. Tell Ron how good it looks. And yeah. There's going to be plenty of people that are like, nah, man, it don't look good. You need to cut
that. Nah, it looks
clean.
I think
it looks good. I think it works. But there you go. Our lunchtime confessions here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Again, Luke Morrow sitting in for John Lopez. He's fitting right in, even though people are saying that he sounds like Nick Caserio. Coming up next, let's talk about the rest of the AFC South. Which AFC South team will indeed get their first win this weekend? And does a down AFC South benefit or hurt Texans? Let's talk about that next.